All right, again, Scott McKenzie here. We're talking about bringing in and doing podcasting for improving your sales, improving your marketing, improving your branding, distributing goodwill across a bunch of people. It's a fabulous, fabulous platform. You just need to do it. You need to either bring it in-house and do it yourself, or you need to find somebody to do it. Either or. You gotta do it because it's a powerful, powerful platform. And you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, I've been watching you out on that video, and that's fantastic stuff, but your shirt never changes. Well, because of technology, all I do is sit here, and then I chunk the content in less than 10-minute segments. So I'm not going to get up, change my shirt, and come on back down. That's why this is so wonderful. I can sit here, crank out content that benefits you. And did I say that you need to do this podcast type of stuff for you? Yeah, you do. So don't get distracted by the fact that my shirt never changes, because I'm just doing this one after another and respecting your time. Okay, so we got that. Okay, we've talked about the sales funnel. We talked about how you leverage this platform. And we spoke about interviewing, creating that content, beginning to stack that content with internal interviews that people who know what you do, speak highly of you, just love the company. It's a wonderful platform to highlight that human element. And it changes that numbness. It changes that ongoing just sameness. It looks different. It is different. And it really highlights people, which is really the biggest part of our digital platforms, people, right? Seeing it, you're attracted to it, something different. Then we go into the partners, and we're saying, hey, come on into our platform partner. We want to interview you because you've been such a great partner. You've been selling our services. You've been selling our platforms. You've been selling our technology, whatever it might be. We want to support you any way, shape, or form. And if we can do anything we can to help you succeed, why don't you just get on this podcast, and then we'll promote you too in our network, and we'll help you promote it in your network, right? And so what happens is that, okay, partner says yes, thumbs up, and if they succeed, you succeed. Pretty straightforward, right? No, it's not rocket science. But then you also begin to realize there is a compounding effect associated with what you are creating. It's compounding. It is, you know, 2020 type and beyond solutions for what you want to accomplish in your business. And if you embrace it, you're going to benefit from it. Now, we are going into the next level. And of course, that's our customers, right? So we've already got the content for internal. We've got our partners. And then all of a sudden, there are customers. Customers out there that are benefiting from your solution, right? And they like what you do. And they are a big advocate of why they have chosen that partner to help them out, or you to help them out, or whatever it might be. Why your solution, why your platform, technology, whatever it might be, benefits them in a big way. And it can be very instructive. It can be very meaningful from a content perspective, because customers can say, hey, we deployed this system and it benefit this. It cut the cost here. It was fantastic. We were struggling here. And it brings out again that human element. It's simple. So you're saying to yourself, well, Scott, how do I get a hold? You just ask them, hey, we've got a podcast, and we want to get our customers on the podcast, or our partners' customers on the podcast, which, again, benefits the partners. And we want to get them on the podcast and say, hey, why did you go with the system? Doesn't have to be an infomercial. It doesn't have to be a vanity type of play. It just says, hey, why did you do it, and what benefits have you, you know, achieved as a result of that? And so what happens again is that your customer's going to say, gosh, that was a great time. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, company, for bringing us on the podcast. And then what happens, you could say, hey, customer, if you have people that you service that want to be on this podcast that are relevant to the subject matter on the podcast, bring them in. Let's highlight them. Win, win, win. Everybody wins in this particular platform, because it's all about people. It's all about their solutions. You get it? It then compounds. So you've got your internal people compounding. You got your partners compounding. You got your customers compounding. And it's all positive. It's all great, right? And then all of a sudden, now you have really tactical, you know, humanized content that all of a sudden in the next episode, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how do you prospect? How do you tackle your prospects? But you have now built up the content. You built up the content to be able to begin to approach, you know, very valuable prospects. And you find out that this platform can begin to dig out marketing, sales, problems, great nuggets for you as a company to begin to solve. Example. So you approach a customer, and the customer says, hey, we had this problem, and we went with this company and this solution, and now we don't have this problem. But you know what we see in the future is this type of problem. But we haven't really come across a real solution to be able to address that problem, but we see it. Boom. You as a company says, hey, oop, I've got my, you know, my spider senses going off and saying, maybe that is some area that we need to be able to focus on and be able to provide that solution in the future as an update to whatever we provide today. That's, again, another powerful reason why you need to bring podcasting into your marketing, sales, and branding strategy and be consistent. Okay, so I briefly touched upon, my shirt stays the same. This is how fast valuable content can be created in this podcast. Boom, there it is. So don't tell me you don't have time. I've spent all of maybe a 30 minutes doing this, and you can do the same thing. Once again, internal, partners, customers, next time we meet, it's going to be prospects. We're going to talk about prospects and why that is going to be the big aha. And you don't even have to worry about approaching them because it's simple to approach them. So thank you very much again for joining. This is once again why you need to do podcasting right here. This is it right here. So be bold, be brave, dare greatly once again and change the world. Be safe out there. We will be back and we're going to be talking about prospecting.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.